Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful evening with healings. So sit back, relax, and we'll first energize the light beam coming up here on your screen. So if you're new to the program, scroll down and bring up the light beam about an inch down on your scroll bar. Go to Creation Lightship Healing. And we're going to energize the light beam first. We'll play with the three different energies that's on the light ship. There's male, female, and non-gender. So let's first bring in the female energies. That's what we normally have come forth during this program. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. I'm going to count to 10, and the light beam will come in as a female energy. Come into your picture, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's a little more juice there, so let's get a little stronger. So 1, 2, there we go. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of just feel the energy. Look at the picture. You're going to notice that it'll be changing colors. The picture will kind of float on your monitor screen. And we'll experience that for a little bit here. Then we'll bring in the male energies. And again, just request healings. And here we go. We'll bring in the male next here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. And getting stronger here. And we like questions, so I'll get on the fast chat, everybody. And if not, you can even call into BBS if you want to ask a question on the air. So either way works fine. Okay, here's the male energies. Coming in pretty strong right now. Okay, so again, just feel how the males feel. It'll be a different vibration. And sometimes a little stronger for most people. They like the females a little better sometimes, but the males also do all the healing work more so than the females do. Okay, let's bring in the non-gender here. So here we go, non-gender light beams. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight for this wonderful program with Ron and the Creation Lightship. And like Ron mentioned, if you'd like to interact with us during the show, you can do one of two things. You can either call us up and ask your questions right directly to Ron on the air. We'd love to have you. And since it's Friday night, you have to call the BBS Station 2 numbers. And you can call 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And if you aren't able to call, you can actually just go onto the fast chat and type in your question that way. So we'd love to hear from you. So please type and call away. And we're going to get into some really interesting things about Ron's website that are new that you might not know of, that have just been posted, new healings that you can do online. And we'll talk about other things and answer your questions. So go ahead and call us up. So over to you, Ron, to get started.
Okay, we'll do one of the healings here that some people ask about. This is being put back into current time. Remember, we're either in the moment or we're either in the past or in the future. So typically, we can be in all places at one time, but you should really just be in the moment only without going into the future or the past. So we're going to bring everybody who are living with their thoughts, with their mind, with their energies, in the mind energy of the future, and bring it back into the present moment. Remember, when you're in the past or the future, you're in darkness. And you don't want to be in darkness because you don't want to be in the mind energy. So here we go. Coming back, I'll count from 10 down to 0 here. Maybe feel your whole energy shift. We'll do this for the last 10 days. So do it all at one time. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you might feel a shift. Now we're going to go from the people who live in the past, coming back to the present moment to get out of the mind energy from the past, recycling thoughts, etc. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, now we're all in the present moment here. On the website Online Healings, this is called the Set Sequence Timing Body. And this puts you completely into the present moment through your whole lifetime here that you live so far. So it takes you and puts you right into the present moment with these energies. So that's on the website. That's what it's called, Set Sequence Timing Body. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Kyle and Adriana, for typing in some great comments here. Kyle's saying that for some reason, when you brought in the male energies from the creation light ship, he saw a lot of electric blue in the picture of the light being, and then with the female, lots of yellow. So that's pretty neat. So everybody, you know, can have a different experience with that, and it's wonderful to hear what all of you are experiencing as the light being gets activated. So we love it when you type those comments in, as well as the questions and the healing requests.
We do have a caller.
Okay, apparently we have a caller on the line. So
yes,
who's there?
Larry is on the line.
Welcome,
Larry. Larry's on the line. I had a question for Ron.
Sure. Go right ahead, Larry.
Thank you, Ron. Ron, I had a few spirits I'd like to retreat back into my spiritual anatomy if I can.
Okay. So you want to do like a spirit retrieval? Is that what you're asking for?
Yes, I would like that, please.
Okay. So we first got to get rid of the entities or pieces in your body, energies that may not prevent them to come back to you. So let's do a clearing here. So
okay.
I'm going to do this a little differently. I'm going to be changing the one page on the emotional healing slightly, I believe. On entities, let's put it that way, on the entity clearing. So I'm thinking about putting, normally when I put that up, I was just looking at entities which are, you know, ghosts. And after, you know, working with people in New York and stuff, there are people who say, geez, I want to get entities out of me that are alien entities. So we're going to have a couple of little buttons there which you can select entities that are ghosts, you know, emotional bodies or alien entities. So let's do this right now. This will be interesting. So everybody hang on. Here we go. Well, first of all, what we always do, which is the ghost energies, emotional bodies. So we're going to take these out of you. So here we go. Just taking some out. Work with the bottom of our feet. And we'll do this procedure twice here. So here we go. Remember, your spirit's helping us to release these here. So we're actually empowering your spirit, giving it some more horsepower to kick these things out of you. And then they, when they leave, they're gone. So don't worry about these same ones coming back again. So work at the bottom of your feet, moving up to your ankles. There we go. Working with your toes naturally. Okay, and going to your calves. Knees. Thighs. Okay, and working now on your hips. and moving up now. We'll just do them in the areas of your chakras. So we're doing first chakra now, second chakra area, third chakra, fourth chakra, that's your heart, and moving up now to your shoulders, doing down your arms, rotator cuffs, elbows, now wrist, palm of your hand, let's work with your thumb, both thumbs now, then your fingers, so the first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, okay, there we go, and now we'll go to your necks, and go to the top of your head, working with your ears and your eyes, working with your sinuses, and there we go. So let's bring in your spirit now, do a spirit retrieval. So I'm going to count to 10 as more of you come back into your body. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and bringing more of you in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you might want to get up, walk around, see how your body is feeling. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Then we'll do entities that are aliens that are inside of us.
Thank you.
How was that, Larry? Did you feel that?
Yes, I feel more of myself come back. I certainly felt that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so yeah, Larry, you can comment on the next one here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here we go with round two.
Okay, round two. These are entities that are aliens, okay?
Okay.
So working with our feet, our toes, there we go, our heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Okay, our hips. Now we'll work with the chakras. So we're at the first chakra. Energy's around there. Second chakra area. This is your internal organs also. Third chakra. I'm yawning. Oh, boy. Okay. A little more in the power chakra area, heart chakra, and moving up now to your shoulders, like we did before, rotator cuffs, going down the arms, elbows, wrist, palm of your hands, and thumbs, and your fingers, first, second, third, and fourth finger. There we go. Now we'll work with your neck, going up the neck, working with your ears, top of your head, your sinuses, your eyes. Chin, work with the teeth, gums. Okay, bring more of your spirit into your body now. Remember, these entities, whatever they are, hold the space in your body, which is preventing your spirit from coming into you more fully. So if they're there, then your spirit cannot take up the same space because you're already inhabited. So here we go, coming in. Counting to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, Larry, not to put you on the spot, but did you feel anything changing in your body with that second part of the clearing?
Yes, I felt a spirit come into my consciousness, maybe two or three spirits come into my mind consciousness and heart. And earlier when you were half through, I felt my solar plexus open up to a deeper energy that came in.
That's good. Okay. So thank you, Larry.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and for that wonderful request, Larry.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, that was very interesting, Ron. For myself, I really felt a noticeable difference in those two different types of entity releases. So that was quite interesting to experience.
Yep.
So, have you been doing a lot more of that then in New York?
I've been doing a lot of things in New York. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot. So we have done many, many clearings with people, and just having a lot of fun back there. So.
That's wonderful.
Back down in Mount Shasta, and like being here. So. We'll be doing the special calls. We're not going to do one on Sunday, this coming Sunday, which I mentioned before. We'll be doing it the week after. So the 8-hour calls will be the 12th, 19th, and 26th of this month to get rid of extraterrestrial energies and different things, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, entities, alien life forms that are with us, parasitic life forms. So this will be a wonderful call to be on if you haven't been on one and you want to really get your body cleared out of these things. This is one way you can do that, and this will be basically 24 hours of healing, plus you're going to be on the light ship throughout the 3 weeks anyway, in quarantine as you have these things released from you. So it'll be very good. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have quite a number of people with us on the fast chat and various requests and questions, so we'll just rock and roll with that unless we get another caller, and then we'll jump onto that. So we have Mike asking, Ron, if once people get access to their twin flame, can one get guidance from the twin flame or ask questions of the twin flame?
Yes, because your twin flame is your guidance. That's your backup. That's your other half of you. And so, yeah, that's what you'd normally have elsewhere, is when you wanted to get guidance, your twin flame could give that to you as a different perspective. But that's why you have a twin flame energy, to share your experience of different parts of the universe of light. So it's like your backup. You can also connect with your true spiritual family, which would be, from your home base energies, if you wish, also. And they're at the same frequency as your spirit, because they're created at the same time. So they could also come into your body and give you assistance. And this assistance is very nice because you're able to get guidance. And this session is what we do in the 4-in-1. But you have to have additional prerequisite clearings, like the emotional and sensory body. Sensory clearing, maybe a mental clearing, and the sensory is a past life clearing to get rid of emotional traumas, because you have to get these energies away from you and out of you so that you're able to bring more love energy into your body. Otherwise, these other energies that you're not able to access could not come into you, because you'd probably destroy them. So back to you, Sylvia.
So basically, if somebody wants to really get back their connection with their twin flame to the point where they can experience the twin flame and have their guidance and also reconnect with their true spiritual family and home base energy, then they would first get the emotional clearing and maybe the mental clearing and the sensory clearing to get enough of the densities out of them so that they could have the twin flame energy come into them without hurting the twin flame?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. Because you have to be able to hold the energy and the vibration of love, because remember, our cells are made up of judgment from the past. This is our gift that our ancestors gave us here. All of the past lives that your body's had, it's basically done in judgment. And this is why we're so dense, because we're carrying with us and through us their emotional baggage. This is why you're living your past lives, which is the body's past lives of judgments, all at the same time. And you have to have a space to have love energy come into you. This is why these clearings are so important to you. And you can't read about them in a book or do a mantra or something, because it just does not work. Because you're using energies that are not of the light. And, you have to use the energy of creation in order to help you out. This is the difference between what we do and other practitioners. Other practitioners are not using a true source energy where these clearings are. This is why they're so quick and instantaneous, because you're connected to the source that created the universe of light. rather than the false light energy of the dark side, which is the manifested light of the darkness energy, which people think is light. And this is the trap that people have, is that they're stuck into that energy of the light of the darkness. And unfortunately, this is the way the dark side chooses to promote light, so that you get trapped here, because they are producing an artificial light energy that's in darkness, and you never get out of it. This is why you have forced reincarnation here, and the planets courting you, and alien interference, attacks, abductions, everything else, because these are all dark energies, and they all work in time. So either you're in time or you're not in time. That's the difference. When you're out of time, you're in pure light, because the darkness does not control the energy when you're out of time. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you, Mike, for asking that question about the twin flame. And the next we have is someone by the name of Love for All, and she says, he or she says, hello, can we have a sample of anger clearing and parental influence?
Okay, here we go. We'll go back 10 days. So 10 days, this is for anger. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And it sounds like you probably want to do a sample of the imprinting, parental imprintings, okay? So we'll do, this is kind of fun. We'll first do your mother's imprinting on you for the last 10 days. And she may not be living, but you still may have the energy around you. So here we go. So mother imprinting, 10 days. Cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 cleared, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And today, we'll do your father's imprinting. Remember, these energies are used to by your parents to live their life through you. And these are judgment energies, typically wanting them to do what they think is best for you. And again, this is the same thing as New Age metaphysics, is having your mind control someone else. Not love energy, but, energy in time, which is the darkness. So 10 days, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. And now if you have any brothers, we'll do those first here. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. And sisters, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. And let's do, you could think of maybe a co-worker possibly at your job. Could be a boss. So just think of a co-worker here. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. And then let's do your mother-in-law. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. And father-in-law. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And there we go. That's cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have Kyle commenting on the wonderful entity release that you did, feeling them coming out of the feet and hands and back and third chakra and various parts. So that's great. Wonderful. Let's see. We have Christina on the fast chat. Hi, Christina. And she says, Connor, 6 years, wants to feel happier.
Okay. So let's bring the light beam out.
Yeah.
And put the light beam in front of you. So we'll bring in the females, okay? And the females will bring in joy, okay, and happiness. So here we go. Coming in. That feels great. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And increasing the energies here. Okay, you should start to feel a little happier to see if you're smiling, Connor. Maybe you have a big smile on your face now. Here we go. Going to bring some more energy in. And it feels great to me here. Okay, there we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, wonderful. That was great. Okay, let's see. What do we have next? Suzanne says, can we have a sample of, my fast chat just blinked out. 1 second, please. Okay, can we have a sample of God plane or religion removal and GF affiliation removal, please?
Okay, let's release the God plane energy for the last 10 days here. And you might wonder how you're bringing that energy to you. So remember, if you ever went to church in this lifetime, you're probably still hooked up to it, okay? And it's still transmitting energies to you. So here we go. Even if you haven't been to church, you know, for 40 years, you're still connected energetically. So here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that's the God energies that you experienced when you went to church, okay? And you made yourself a victim to them. And let's do religion here. That's a whole different energy. Remember, there's different mindsets of different religions. So do a religion clearing. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared. You can feel the energy is completely different. 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and let's see, was there anything else, Sylvia? Was there a third thing that we needed to do on that?
Yeah, there was a Galactic Federation release, I believe.
Okay, here we go. Well, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, man, this is sad, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do that one over again to get a little more horsepower here. So the male light beams come into your monitor screen now to help with this clearing a little further. Go a little deeper here. Kick some butt here. So here we go. They're coming in. Okay, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. Any more callers? Come on, you guys. Call in.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. I'll give the number again if anyone's listening. We are live right now on July 3rd, Friday night, and we're on Station 2. So the number to call in is 888-228-4494. So 888-228-4494. So let's see. We have a comment from Marie. She also felt the entity release in the chest area and also in the back of the head. And Suzanne is asking a question. I have to just go back on the archives to see what the question is fully. She says, I think this is referring to earlier doing the entity release when Larry had called in, and she said, But I do not understand. You do not want more spirits to come unless it is your own spirit, not three different ones, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe Larry felt the energies of three times of himself coming in. Maybe he felt it come in sequences. That's what I was guessing when he was talking about that they came in different blocks. So, yeah, all you want in you is yourself, yes. You don't want to have other spirits come into you. That's why we're getting rid of them. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And also, you know, when you're in time and you're not here, where are you? that's a good one to ponder.
Yeah, sure is. So we have Mia on the fast chat with us, Ron, and she's asking for a few samples, and the first one is for the mind loop clearing number one.
Okay, so I'll describe that one. The mind loop number one, this is also an online healing on the website if you want to do that. This helps you to get rid of repeating cycles like mind thoughts, okay? And so a lot of people have the same phrase they repeat to people every day. We're all victims to that. You know, we say the same thing sometimes. Somebody calls you on the phone and they ask how you are and you say you're fine. And, you know, it's like an automatic thing. So that's not quite as bad as running the same pattern of maybe beating yourself up with something, how bad you are or why you're doing this, and, you know, it's like a broken record. So this is what it's designed for, is to get rid of those thoughts that keep giving you a heavy burden and keeps you in the past and keeps you in this program. Remember, these are all programs, because the dark side runs on programs, and they put them inside of us. So here we go. What we're doing is just cleaning out your hard drive here. So mind loop number one. So here we'll go back 10 days. 10 days cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There we go. Okay. We got a caller on?
We do, Ron. It's Kimberly. How are you?
Good. Doing great, Kimberly. How are you doing?
I'm good, too. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for calling.
Well, I heard your request. I do have a question.
Wonderful.
If the Earth Spirit gave us the buffer bodies, like the emotional body, the mental body, and the sensory, etc.
Okay.
Why, let's see, I lost my thought. Why can't we just take the physical body, since those are buffer bodies? Why do we need to clean them out? Why can't we just not take the physical body?
Oh, okay. It's because these buffer bodies that we have, these bodies that, you know, collect the contaminations of people's thoughts, this is what it is. It's the thought energy is coming into us. So remember, the mind energy connects you to mass collective consciousness, universal mind, all this stuff, and these energies get transmitted to you, and then along with that, you know, you have the psychic attacks of the aliens and the programs, all this stuff comes in. But the main thing is probably more related to us here, and if you forget about all that stuff, you know, people do think about everyone here. And they do transmit energies to us. You know, if they like you or don't like you, you know, you get somebody angry and they give you, you know, the oneness sign, you know, and in the rearview mirror when you cut somebody off, you know, on the road, and all of a sudden they're giving you a tremendous amount of mental energy because they're not using their force of will. And so these bodies are around us to buffer the energy is from actually attacking the physical body. And this is why we have them. If nobody worked in mind, we would not even need these at all. So the Earth Spirit gave us these bodies so that the physical life form of our physical body would not be destroyed. So did
so
I answer the
really
question?
So they're really intertwined? We can't just drop them like excess baggage and walk away from them?
You probably, I don't know, it would be, yeah, I would say it would be nice to do that, because we'd have so much less going on in our lives. We could be free, but as long as you have other people judging you and thinking about you, your body would probably become destroyed by negativity of thoughts.
Sure, but I meant like at ascension time, couldn't we just release them then?
They have to be out of our cells.
Okay.
That's a very good question. I don't have the complete answer for that one as yet, okay?
Okay, I just didn't know,
I don't know how far the life
how the
is
energetic
go.
Connection works with these different layers, and I was just like, let's just lose them
yeah,
at ascension
in fact,
time.
Yeah, you got a good question there. Let me put people, show you what it's like not to have these around you. So we'll take these energies away from you, these bodies, and you're going to feel a whole bunch of peace. You're going to feel like you had a 200-pound backpack on you, along with an old stale musty coat, you know. So let's take these away. But remember, if you have people around you, and maybe they're talking a lot, they may not want to leave you completely because they're there to protect your body. So here we go. This is going to be a lot of fun. So this is really good for people who are in the mental body a lot and they don't understand too much, but you will feel this energy leave you when we get done. You're going to feel more at peace. Or maybe this will be the first time you ever experienced peace in your life. So here we go. And take the emotional body out, put it in front of you. I'll count to 10. We're commanding this away from you. They will not stay out for good. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay, we'll take your emotional, take your feeling body, put your feeling body behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Mental body to your right side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Put your sensory body to your left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should start to feel much happier, much lighter right now, okay? And actually, people deal with pain. So put the pain body on top of you, over your head. So here we go. And hope it doesn't crash down over you when we get done here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, it's on top of you right now. So you should start to feel pretty good. How do you feel, Sylvia? And also you, Kimberly, you still online?
Oh, yeah, I feel fine with the pain. Okay.
Okay, let's do another body here. Do you have one of your choice, Kimberly?
Pardon?
Do you have a body that I can release now?
No, I'll keep those buffers for now. I just meant later, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
We could let them go like little kites, you know, in the wind, but... I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about taking people's trauma body, Ron, and putting that below?
Okay, here goes your trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now it's below you. So you should feel freed up. And you should feel like you're more in your heart center because all of a sudden... a lot of those thoughts go away. In fact, what we'll do now is we'll put people into their hearts now. If you're not there already, normally when these are released from you, you typically go there automatically. But if not, we'll pop into your heart. So here we go. You should have your thoughts that you think of going to your heart center. Think of an elevator. You know, normally our thoughts come between our head when we think. We'll drop it down to your heart center. Think of an elevator, 10th floor, going down to the first. That simple. This you should be able to do yourself after this clearing here. And so 10, 9, 8, dropping down, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, great. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So think a thought, and the thought should come out of your chest cavity. And for the first time, if you ever feel this, you're going to go, wow, and this is the way you should be when you're connected to your spirit.
So, Ron, if we, at the time of ascension, are able to ascend along with the Earth spirit to the new eighth dimensional Earth, then we probably wouldn't need those bodies anymore because there wouldn't be a need to have that buffer?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh. And remember, all these things are with you to prevent your body from being destroyed by mind energies, whatever word you want to put on that, whatever they are. You know, these bodies are in place because of that. So they're on that higher frequency, we'll just call it that. The dark side has not apparently been able to penetrate that dimensional frequency. Where on 3D, it's possible that they could. I don't know. You know, Remember, everything works in the moment. And so if I was the earth spirit and I've had all of these, maybe thousands of 2,000-year cycles trying to get out of here, and, you know, the people here keep bringing in the densities, keep, you know, people pray to bring these things in here. And so the earth spirit's saying, you know, I don't want to go there any longer because humans here are not educated enough and are completely unconscious, so I want to get out of this density because the people are actually harming the planet and themselves. So it's leaving. So hopefully there will be no more intervention of these energies, but remember, the earth spirit's in the moment. So its moment knows that it wants to get out of here. So it doesn't want to experience the same thing over because it has a ton of history with darkness. And so it chose to go to a place that is uncorruptible right now, which is the eighth-dimensional reality, as we would call it that, okay? Remember, the light ship, there really is no dimensions. But down here, in order for us to communicate, you know, this is what it would be. So it's a place that would be more sacred than this one. Maybe we're closer to
Well, I think we're all looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think everybody is. So,
yeah.
So this is where it's going. And once it leaves here, you know, then, you know, everything that is here on this planet will not be able to resonate to the Earth over again if it ever gets manifested, you know, in creation again. Remember, other spirits can take the blueprint, just like the aliens have made blueprints from us and also from them to us. So, you know, that gets into the clone bodies, et cetera. A lot of movies now are showing clones, so I won't get into that too deeply, but, you know, when you see the new movies out, even older ones that talk about clones, well, that's what it is. You know, it's the aliens bringing their technology here, and now they're leaking into our movies so that we're used to seeing clone people. And anyway, I won't, that's a whole other show, but, and all they're doing is remanifesting us. This is why we're doing these special healings, you know, in a week from this Sunday to get rid of some of these energies that are actually cloned, and that's your dark side energies, which would be the shadow clone view.
So that you're talking about the shadow bodies? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So back to you.
I think that may have been Kimberly going off the line, but
okay.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, for calling in.
Thank you, Kimberly.
And we have a wonderful comment from Connor, 6 years old. He said, Connor had big smiles, and so did his mom, Christina. So that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, wonderful. So, Ron, getting back to then Mia's request, you did the mind loop clearing sample, and the next request was for the sensory body.
Okay, so the sensory body is how your physical body views life here, because we have to have senses to experience life. And that also gets contaminated. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. Well, it happened 6 days ago for somebody. I'm doing some more clearing on six here. 6 days, okay. 5 days ago, that's a rough one too. Wow. Okay, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That's your sensory body, how you view and sense living here. If you had no senses, you wouldn't know that you were here, so we get traumatized a lot. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and the last request of that one from Mia was for the a sample of empathic body clearing.
Okay, this is a nice one. A lot of people are empathic. They use that to maybe sense energies in a room, read people, like a sponge sometimes, collecting things. What you can do is people have asked me what to do, and what I, you know, when they come upon people, they want to shake their hands or touch them or something, just to think of having shrink wrap around your body. So you suck all your energy back into your body, your auric field, and you shrink wrap it so that, you know, your energy is completely with you. So just kind of think of that. It's a good tool to use. So here we go. Empathic body. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. Got in again. Wow. 3 days cleared. Better go back. Do 4 days again here. 4 days. Okay. And 3 days. Good. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay. So that's how you pick up stuff from other people. And that body should be having some relief now. So you should start to feel lighter. After each one of these clearings, you're going to feel yourself a little bit lighter and lighter. Like I said, these are only sample clearings just to show you what the light shift can do instantaneously. And this is why we have whole life clearings, because you have to clean out your whole life experiences. Just think how many thoughts you have each day. And all of those thoughts bring you into, you know, the energy of darkness, because you are in thoughts typically. That's darkness energy, and you want to get them out of you. And that's the whole process. What we do here is to get you back into spiritual integrity that you were missing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about the new clearings on your website, Ron. And if the listeners would like to, you can come over to creationlightship.com, and then you can see what I'm talking about, which is very nice. So if you're able to, just hop on to www.creationlightship.com. And then when you get onto the home page, you'll see down the left side is all of the different menu choices. And if you scroll down, I guess you're about an inch down on the scroll bar, you're going to see a section that has an orange heading called Alien Attack Removal. And below that, there's five different things listed. And the last one listed is Alien Death Barcodes Removal. So someone was asking, I think, on the fast chat when this was going to be available, and it is now. So first, before we describe the online process, Ron, can you just, for those that don't know about this yet, describe what death barcodes are and why it's important to get rid of them?
Yeah, so remember, you all have, a natal chart, okay? So that's that works with your birth, and it also shows how you're going to be, you know, running your life, okay? And also, you have a death barcode, which the dark side gives you, because naturally when you come here, you have to leave. So you have, typically for most people, three choices. And what happens is, on the first choice, normally 10 years before that first choice, we'll just say that you're listening now and say you're 30 years of age, okay? And maybe you plan to leave at the age of 31. So what happens is that 10 years prior to that, at the age of 21, you start losing your life force energy. So you're probably wondering why, as you're 21 and getting older, you don't have the energy to go out with your friends, because your body is now in a downhill slide to death. And what happens is you start losing life force. You could lose, you know, any amount of it. We'll just say you lose, hypothetically, maybe 40% of your life force energy. So now you start to approach age 31. And there's things set up for you to actually kill your body. Maybe you discovered some kind of illness, say at 25, and that made you weaker. And so you come now up to the age of 31. Well, maybe you happen to change your consciousness and you want to live longer, so you can override that death code at 31, but you lost your life force energy, okay, because your body gave up. And the mind of the body clearing, which is what we have, you know, is very useful at that point, because you want to probably do that one after that if you've had a problem in your life with some kind of illness or situation, because the mind of the body is also giving up. So now you say, I'm going to live longer, and you now pass over that particular year of your life, and you're living with less energy, and let's just say maybe you have some illness that you know, is like dormant. You know, it still is with you, but you managed to overcome it, and you're going along. So now you're living with maybe 60% of your life force energy. Well, naturally, it's hard to live with that, and your body now may have another chance to leave, and maybe it's 4 years after that. So the four-year time comes, now you're at 35, and naturally your body is still dropping from 31 to 35, and maybe now you're down to retaining maybe 30% of your total life force energy, because now your body's given up even more. But you say, I'm going to live on, you know. I have a family, you know, and I have friends I don't want to leave yet. So you keep plugging along. Maybe your health is deteriorated quite a bit. Maybe you're in a hospital bed. And all of a sudden, maybe your next barcode kicks in 2 years later, and that's the one that you decide to take, and you're out of here. So these are all pre-programmed programs in you. So for most people, after you have the clearing, for most people, I've noticed that they get energized, you know, the first time that I do the clearing on them, if I do one in person. The online healing works the same as if I do it in person. But they'll feel a surge of energy because they retained their life force energy for the first 10 years. And all of a sudden, they feel like they drop maybe 10, 20 years of their life, you know, of negativity. They get charged up like they're younger. And each time you go through that point of the next barcode, you feel much better each time. Now, the negative side to this here, if there is one, is that all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, you're not immortal. And all of a sudden the emotions flood forward because your emotional body goes, oh, crud, I'm going to die, or I'm programmed to die. Now it has that awareness and it knows, you know, that you have a problem. So just by going online, I don't give you the dates online, but, you know, you will feel the energy because you know that you're going into that barcode energy and getting it taken away. So it could be a little traumatic. So on the clearing, we do the first barcode for 1 hour, and you want to have 6 hours available to you. This is not one that you have to take lightly where you think you can come on and off it continuously. You want to make 6 hours available, maybe even eight. So you first do the 1 hour, which is the barcode removal, and then you go to the next click-on button, which is emotional trauma release. That's for a half an hour, 30 minutes. And then after you have that clearing, you should feel pretty good. And then the next one is spirit infusion. And that'll bring back a lot of your energy. So that's the clearing. So that each barcode is going to take you 2 hours. Now, if you feel yucky after doing the first one, then just go back on it again, and you can do the emotional trauma release again. And the timer can be adjusted up to 99 minutes if you choose to. It may not need, you know, to go that long for everybody, or just repeat the 30 minutes. This is why I say, you know, allow yourself 8 hours of time. And once you feel okay with the first barcode, and you should feel pretty good, you should feel like you dropped like 20 years of your life, and now you feel younger and you have a lot more life force energy. Then you want to go to the next drop-down box, which you'll say number 2, and do the second barcode, the same process. It'll be 2 hours. And then the third process is a number 3. And most people, probably 90% of the people, have 3 death barcodes. Some people may have a little bit less. Some may have a little bit more. So I added more on there if you feel like you need to do more clearings. But once the clearing is done with that particular barcode, it's done. It's just the emotional trauma that you may be dealing with because, remember, we're on an emotional planet here. So you want to just understand that and know that, you know, you can go back onto that link too. You can go on it, I think, for the next week if you do feel some trauma anytime you wish. You get it taken away. But the net result, you're going to feel very good. And you can get on there with pets also. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you for taking us through that. And it's wonderful that everyone can do that now online. So
oh, yeah.
Very
I have
easy.
A question here from Nancy and Angel. Does pets take that long? No, I would say probably for a pet, you could probably do it maybe 15 minutes. You know, for each one of those, it'd be probably fine. I figure maybe 45 minutes for each barcode. And kind of oddly enough, you know, kind of jokingly, you know, cats have 9 lives. You know, we only have 3.
Yeah.
So anyway, for what that's worth, you know, you may chuckle on that one.
Yeah. So you should be able to then just go ahead and click on to that alien death barcode removal on the website, and then scroll down, and it has all the instructions. And then there's a place where you can make your PayPal payment for that, and then you just start the clearing. So it looks pretty simple to do. So that's
yeah, once
great.
You make your PayPal, you'll be sent on an email the user's name and password for it. So go back to your email, and it'll be there, and just type it in and start your clearing. But make sure you have the time available to do it, because it has to be done in one setting. You know,
yeah, so you can't
you don't want to take lightly, because you're saving
your
life.
So, Ron, you can't do one day and one the next day, and you have to do it straight through till you're done.
Yeah, definitely not. You have to, you know, love yourself enough to take the time and to put 8 hours aside and do it, because you may need the extra 2 hours for a more emotional trauma release. You know, some people live more in the traumas, emotions, and stuff, and you might say, gee, I was going to die, you know, what about my children, how they're going to feel, and you may get into that downhill, you know, slide of energy. It just depends where you are, you know, and how you feel, but after you get that clearing done, then go to the next one. So do allow yourself 8 hours, and don't take this thing lightly, because you're saving your life.
So I think we had Suzanne asking again about the special 8-hour intensive healing sessions this month, and so this is important, everyone, because if you were planning on starting that this Sunday the 5th, there's been a change in that schedule because of this holiday weekend. Too many people weren't available. So instead of the 5th, 12th, and 19th, the three weekends are now the 12th, 19th, and 26th. So Sunday the 12th of July, the 19th of July, and the 26th of July are Ron's special 8-hour sessions, and also then, Ron, let's mention about the 4-hour. So is that going to be on the 18th, Saturday the 18th?
Yes, it is. So it'll be on the 18th, and what I'm charging is $250, and it's for four particular healing sessions. So it would be the 18th along with the 12th, 19th, and 26th. So you're going to have, you know, a lot of healing time there. Into 28 hours of physical healing. It'll be on a telephone conference line. You know, get a speakerphone, and you'll be on the light ship probably for the whole month. So it'll be just phenomenal. You know, and these will be some really heavy-duty energies leaving you, especially the ones that are the shadow bodies. The shadow bodies are created by the darkness, and you look through them, and they look just like your physical body. So it's quite something to get those things released. I've done a few samples for people, and they felt their whole energy system change. So
that's
I guess
great.
We'll have to probably call it quits for tonight here. Looks like our time is moving forward here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. If you want to get on our email list to receive an email for this upcoming event, we'll be sending those out maybe during this weekend. We'll see the first part of the week. Just go down to the bottom of the page, type in your email address, and then you will have a confirmation that you must click on from your email, so it won't be spammed. And just click on that, and then you'll be on our email list, and we'll be getting an email out to you. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, and have a wonderful evening. So I'll just say blessings, and see you later, everybody. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and it's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. So we'll be going to the light ship for probably, you know, typically around 10 to 20 minutes for healing. So blessings, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow on Station 1 at 9 Pacific time. Good night.
Hey, good night, everybody.